3, 2, 1. Back in 1936, the United States Supreme Court ruled that different tax rates for different kinds of newspapers are unconstitutional. States can tax all newspapers, or states can tax no newspapers, but the taxation has to be applied equally. The idea, the court said, was that unequal tax rates would work to drive some newspapers out of business, thus inhibiting the free flow of information the court finds so important to a democracy. In several other cases, the court has refused to distinguish between types of periodicals and other forms of expression, saying different types of free speech cannot be taxed differently. Curiously, Tennessee has a law that exempts newspapers and periodicals from sales taxes, but only for publications distributed at least twice a month, which of course means monthly publications are subject to sales tax. But State Representative Mike Sparks has introduced legislation to exempt monthly periodicals from the tax. As you might expect, some people have tried to argue that monthly periodicals are somehow fundamentally different from dailies or weeklies. But the court has consistently refused to see such a distinction, relying instead on the idea of the free flow of information. Daily newspapers provide information necessary to inform debate on public issues. Weekly newspapers and magazines provide the same kind of information, and monthly periodicals provide the same kind of information as well. And by the way, small mom-and-pop operations that distribute so-called shoppers also provide information of interest to the public. Since our concern should be about the free flow of information, not about how often information is delivered, it seems reasonable for the state to amend the tax code to include monthly, as well as daily, weekly, and biweekly publications. I'm Larry Burris.